Grand Rising, everybody. It's been so long since I heard from you guys. So I'm going to give you a recap on my. It is March the 2nd, and I'm so happy to be back on here talking to you guys. And I promise you, every month that I'm going to get on here. And I'm also going to drop new gems. So the first thing that I told you guys was to make sure that you you froze your credit and you. After you froze your credit, you change your name on your ID and stuff like that. That's rule number one for making your credit go up. Okay, so when I did that, I got 16 extra points on my credit. So the fact of the matter is, in 2023, in the summer of 2023, the FICO scores are going to change the way that they are actually rating the scores. So there is going to be like some things are not going to matter. So because in January of 2023, it was supposed to be that they were not going to put any medical bills under $500 on your credit report. And I'm still showing some of mine. So I have a letter in the mail from TransUnion right now. I don't know exactly what it is, but I filed a complaint. And you can also, it's best to pay off your debt, but what I did was one of my debtors that I had on there, I reached out to them and asked, can I make a payment plan? And once I make that payment plan, that it'll come off of my credit, but not completely. It will still say that the account is closed and that what amount was paid, but it won't say paid in full. So while I got you guys here, I just want to give you all a shout out and thank you for listening to me. I really do appreciate it. The support is lovely. I just wanted to say thank you because I've been doing this for like 2 or 3 years and I've only had 141 listeners and only 2 subscribers. But I do know that that's 140 new people that I don't know that actually did listen to me. But for right now, I just want to give a shout out to everybody who's listening. So for one, shout out to Germany. I really do appreciate that. 43% of my listeners are from Germany. 1% in Italy, Belgium, and Austria. A little bit less than 1%, a little bit over 1% for Austria, and a little bit less than 1% for Indonesia and Ireland. So I also sent off my ancestry.com. It should be here within 4 weeks, so that may be my April episode. I can tell you that the first full moon, I think, will be the 7th, between the 5th and 7th of March. So if you're going to get you some moon water and wash, you know what I'm saying, wash away the bad things and do some positive affirmations and spend some time with the sun and stuff like that, then you may or may not see a difference. It's kind of up to you. You know, it's what you believe in, you know. It's all based on what you believe in, because if you don't believe, faith without works is dead. So if you don't believe, then no, it won't happen for you. But yeah, so I'm going to put the verbiage of the credit dispute letter on my TikTok, but I'm not going to do it yet because I'm cleansing off of TikTok for right now. Black History Month was not actually the month that I thought it was going to be. So I'm going to celebrate my culture every month, all month long. And also in March, I'm going to dedicate the month of March. It's Women History Month, first of all. Second of all, I'm going to donate that to small business owners. And also on March the 17th through the 19th, I'm having a food festival in South Georgia. If you guys are interested in attending, if anybody is listening that's close around. But, basically, I've just been holding it in a row, writing everything down. I did start the year off and write everything that I wrote down. It was, like, done 2 or 3 days ahead of the date that I had it planned. It's about to be time for financial aid for 23-24 for school. And if you're a college student, you want to make sure that you've already registered for summer classes because they tend to get full. You can also go ahead and write down the classes that you want for fall. So so that you'll be on the correct path and you'll know around how much money you're going to get, how much money you're going to need, where you can work, what you can do, and how much leniency you'll have. So if you've been writing everything down and everything has been working for you, give me a little feedback. Like, let me know that you're listening. Let me know that I'm actually helping somebody out. The more engagement that I see, that's the more I come on here. So I know that I'm going to at least give you one episode a month, but I would like to give more, but I just don't have the time with me working on me and trying to help y'all work on y'all if that's what y'all listening for. So the best thing to do basically is just go from what I know, and that's what I'm going to do, and it's going to be like once a month. And if I have enough traffic and stuff like that, I'll start coming out once a week and then daily and stuff like that. But another thing I wanted to talk about today was grief. Everybody deals with grief differently. You know, time helps, time heals some people. Sometimes time does not help. Sometimes time does not heal. So if you are going through like a point in your life where you're grieving or you feel like you're being depressed because you're grieving, then I suggest that you take time and reiterate your surroundings. Go out sometimes with nature. Go be alone sometimes and try to write down your thoughts that you have for that individual that you miss talking to. It helps me sometimes. It's helped me a lot of times. Sometimes you can visit the grave, but don't make it to the point where you're going out there every day unless you really feel the necessity to do that. Unless you feel that it's necessary to do that. Because sometimes we as people can put ourselves into a state of depression that is unbeknownst to ourselves. So everybody deals with grief in a different way, and I just think that we as people should support every individual that has ever had to deal with death, you know, and grief. We all have to deal with it one day, but it affects different people differently. Different people with different mental capacities are not able to handle certain things of that nature, and they should never have to go through that alone, you know. But sometimes we as people are selfish with our time, and we can see that someone needs us, and we'll walk all over that person. And that's not fun. That's not fair. And that's kind of inhumane, but we have a choice. It's nothing that we have to do by force. So, you know, you may have sometimes somebody who don't really care about you dealing with grief, and that's okay. But if you don't care, who will? So you need to always make sure that you're putting your best foot forward, okay? Whatever you do, put your best foot forward. People are not always going to like your decisions. No one is always going to like the way you express yourself. If you accept yourself for who you are first, then everything else will fall in later. But I've just been having a few mixed feelings. Hopefully this day, I don't know where you are. Whoever this person is that's tugging on my heart about the grief, I don't know what exactly. I don't know what exactly made me even start talking about that, but I can feel it. I don't know which one of who or where you are, what's really going on, but I do know that everybody handles grief differently. Do not think that you're indifferent because you're not handling it like someone else wants to handle it. You have to take your own pace. You have to go at your own pace and take your own time. But with all of that being said, it was great talking to you guys, and I'm going to do the best that I can to come back on here later today on my way to work. And then we're going to discuss some more gems. Also, if you are looking to start an LLC, in California, they are free until June 2023. There are a lot of things that are going to be changed in 2023. We also need to pay attention to the atmosphere and the pollen. It looks like it's going to be a bad allergy season as of now. Be safe. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Show me some love. Add me on Facebook. That's Desi Jane, DESIJANE. Add me on TikTok at DEYESJANE. And have a great day. I'll be back later.